Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon to the beautiful people of Adelaide. We live in the best place on earth, and I'm sitting next to one of the best blokes on earth, Bernie Vince, joins us. G'day, Bern, and welcome to you.
Big rap. Thanks, Jars. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Big day of travelling. Went over to Melbourne to do the Fox Footy promo shoots. Can you believe?
Well, what for?
Well, for the Bounce.
Is it back?
It's back. Bounce is back. Oh. I don't think everyone knows that yet,
no,
do they?
No. So who's going to replace the great man, Danny Frawley, who is sorely missed as we speak?
Oh, he's irreplaceable.
Correct.
But we're just sort of all picking up the rope a little bit, so I'll be on a bit more. Gazy's
well
going to be on a bit more.
Lovely.
And we're going to have a lot of tributes to him
well
throughout
done.
The show. So it's still going to be good fun, and we'll take the mickey out of each other and have fun.
It is a good show, and the Chief will lead the charge.
Chief's leading the
Jason
charge
Dunsby,
again, mate. So he's our skipper, so we just jump in behind him, really.
I just thought of it then. You know who the big Chief looks like? George Costanza.
Oh, yeah. One of your favourite shows.
From the side, yeah, I love it.
Same shaped head, you reckon?
Well, I reckon. There's a bit of George in him.
I like that.
Throw that.
I will. Actually, I might do that for show one. He could erupt, though. He erupts. He just walks off.
Now, Bern, disturbing football news regarding the Melbourne Football Club. Now, obviously, you've been involved, and you actually got them back on track with Paul Roos, but since you've both departed,
yes,
the wheels have fallen off. Now, I appreciate and respect every club coming out with a four-year plan or a five-year plan or a 10-year plan. But the Melbourne Footy Club overnight have said they want to win two premierships within 4 years. They want to have 75,000 members. Mm. They want this. They want that. I'm sorry, my friend. I'm sorry. I don't think it will happen.
Well, first of all, that's a very dramatic way to bring up this story with those big words. But no, we spoke about the other day about Ken Hinckley coming out and saying we want to win a premiership this year. He wants it this year. Melbourne, when you say two premierships, a female premiership and a male premiership, so that's not two at the club. Mm-hmm. But why can't they bounce back
quickly?
Convince
me. Just convince me why.
Well,
you've lost some quality in the last couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Jesse Hogan's a big loss.
Yeah, he's
when he was
a loss,
up and
but
about.
They brought some good players into the club too.
Well, who?
Stephen May, Jake Lever.
Stephen May never plays. He's always injured.
Yeah,
he's a liability.
He had a bad run last year.
Oh, bad run. He's had a bad run for 3 or 4 years, even with the Gold Coast.
I
don't buy that.
You don't buy it?
No.
You don't buy the whole Melbourne club, do you?
55 years without a premiership.
Mm-hmm.
One final series in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, the Demon fans, they're fed up. They've lost faith in your football club.
Yeah, well, that's fair because, you know, all the coming off the 2018 season where they made the prelim, a lot of people backed them in to be top four and possibly win the premiership.
Yeah,
Jarrett.
Possibly. But why couldn't you gain momentum and jump on the back of 2018 season?
Sometimes you need a little setback.
Oh, rubbish, mate. This club's always having setbacks.
Look at we're going to speak to Cam Mooney later. We're going to ask him because he came out today and said he sees the similarities between Geelong, who had a very poor year in 06, to bounce back in 07 to smack Port Adelaide in the grand final. No one could get near him that next year. I'm not saying Melbourne are going to do that, but I'm just saying it is possible, Jars. And he sees the similarity. A lot of young talent that have had a very, very good off-season, pre-season. I know a lot of clubs say that at the moment, but the season before, they only had half the guys on the track until after Christmas. And this year, they all got stuck into it early.
Yep.
So there's no excuses this year. They were allowed one slip up. Don't worry, I'm in the same boat. I'll give them one slip up. This year is a big year for the Melbourne Footy Club. I like the statement that they've come out with. At least they've got a plan. I'm starting to jump on the bandwagon of clubs coming out and saying what they're going to do in the next few years because you know what, Jazz? Then
that
makes them accountable, which I like.
Yep, so
they don't
want
to just sit there and just paddle in
thumbs.
The middle, you know? Like you just want a team to be bold, come out, say it, and then we sit back and go, okay, well, they've come out and said that. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll judge them on that in 4 years' time, won't we?
Hey, you got a phone call?
Hello. Who's on the line?
Yeah, you win the flag, mate. Don't worry about that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we just want to let you know. It's ruined Dits here. We just want to let you know.
Yes.
We're at Cape Jervis. We're just driving onto the ferry now.
Oh, no.
The ferries are booked out.
Melbourne will bounce back, ready for sure.
Get stuffed.
How many have they had?
How many frothies you blokes have had?
No, we don't. Hey, you don't drink and drive.
You're on a ferry.
Well, are they driving the ferry? Hey, did.
Hang on. We've been told the passengers have to get out of the car. Hey, listen, Bernie and Jars.
Yes, mate.
Ferries are totally booked out. You will not get the Kangaroo Island tomorrow. Hey, I've got to get out. We're at Sea Link. I've got to get out. See you, boy.
See you, mate.
I reckon they've had a few.
Ditch has been at a carbine club.
That's made me even more excited about tomorrow. Come on. Yeah.
Rush hour coming from Kangaroo Island tomorrow. We've got a looser unit than Ditch coming up next. Dave Reynolds on Triple M.
All right, family. Always a pleasure to talk to one of our favourite V8 drivers, Davey Reynolds, the superstar, the larrikin, the much-loved figure of the Commodore,
the
Erebus. He joins us on the Rush Hour. G'day, Dave, and thank you for your time for 2020.
No worries, boys. I love you all. Thanks for having me.
I love you all. Number 9, the Holden ZB Commodore. She's finished. Your thoughts on the decision by Holden's? Gonski, end of the year. And what does that mean for you and the supercars, please, David?
Big news, huge news. I still don't know what to make of it, really. Holden's been a massive iconic brand for all of us. I think we've grown up with, well, especially in Adelaide, the plant was based here, and, you know, all the cars were made here for such a long time. So, yeah, it's a pretty sort of odd feeling. But going forward, man, I have no idea. I'm just a pleb in the sport. I just drive the car and talk to you blokes. Otherwise, I don't get in the ins and outs of what's going on.
You don't care, do you?
Well, no, I care, but I just, no one tells me anything because they know I've got a big mouth and I'll tell everyone.
Just on that, did you see it coming or is this something of a surprise?
Well, the news was a big surprise, but like if you sort of trace back history over the last sort of 10 years, you could sort of see it coming, I suppose.
And I understand today at the Super Loop, did you walk the track? You don't walk the whole track, do you?
You don't walk the track, do you?
Oh, yeah, it sucks. It's the worst part of the weekend. They make us walk the track.
The whole track?
Why? You in your thongs?
Oh, I'd love to be in my thongs, trust me, but I get banned. My team boss doesn't like thongs. when we walk the track, we just talk about, you know, I remember when this car was in the fence here, and it was just like, it's like walking down memory lane. We actually do talk about, like, you know, I remember that we struggled here last year with understeer or front lock, or this bump was bad, or this, you know. We just talk shit, really.
So all the drivers walk the... How long does that take?
Yeah, how many Ks?
I don't even know. It's like, is it 3 Ks maybe? Yeah. Correct? I don't know. Yeah. But like Bathurst, we always have to walk Bathurst. Oh. The worst. You can't, because it's all uphill. Your cars are stinging at the top. It takes like a week to recover.
Oh, wow.
Now, Davey, obviously Mustang dominated last year. Now, we got a message from a dear friend of yours to get you ready and motivated for the Adelaide Super Loop tomorrow, practice one at 4:40. The car number 9. Now, this is a dear friend of yours. I know you'll love this message. We got this sorted the other day, knowing that we're going to get you on, and please listen to this beautiful message.
If you ain't first, you're last. I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Unfortunately, that's true. If you're not first, you might as well just be wild.
That's your mate, Ricky Bobby. Said all the best.
I know. Everyone thinks I look like him too.
I actually saw a photo this afternoon where your heads are split and you are similar.
You do look like him.
Jazz has been quoting him all week as well, which is starting to get a little bit annoying. Listen to him. Now, we had your teammate in the other day, Anton DePasquale. How's he as a teammate?
Yeah, mate, he's got good hair, doesn't he? Nice hair.
Yeah, well, he had it done, didn't
best,
he?
Jazz? World's best hair. Mate, he's a good kid. I like him.
He's single.
he's mingling, don't worry. He's not ready.
Well, he was a little bit quiet on that front when we got him in. I said, mate, you're single, sell yourself to the Adelaide market. And he went a little bit quiet. Then by the end of it, he had everyone coming around to his party after the race.
Really?
Yeah.
He can only do it via, like, text or, you know, Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Keyboard warrior.
Anton DePasquale your Cal Norton? Cal Norton Jr.
Cal. Is he? He could be, yeah. He's more like the what's the French driver? Jean Girard,
yeah.
He's more of like a Jean Girard.
Jean Girard.
Yeah. Now I understand that there's a bit of history between you and Jars, and just a local go-kart race in Richmond.
Nice question, like this.
He thinks that he had your measure. Now he says a lot of things. Mm. I can't believe this one until you confirm it. Did he or did he not beat you at the Richmond go-kart track?
Well, I was having an off day.
Oh, yeah. No, he did.
And
shake and bake.
He might have got the best of me.
Why'd you stop for a packet of chips or something?
Oh, man, I was hopeless.
No, you weren't.
You know, some days you turn up to work and you just don't want to do it.
Oh. I know the feeling.
Now, mate, this year, what can we expect from you this year and your team? Because I reckon you're due. What can you tell your fans, please?
Mate, yeah, well, expect big things. Last year we didn't win a race at all, so it was a pretty dismal year.
Yeah, horrible year.
Yeah, so hopefully we're going to have a lot of speed and the category is going to be a bit closer because the Mustang might be brought back a little bit and the Commodore. You know, we've got to have a good send-off for the Aussie Icon, so, you know, we'll be going for broke.
Well, mate, all the best. Great chatting with you. And if you win or get a podium finish, we'll ring you on Monday.
Yeah, okay. Would you pay me some money? Because then I'll win.
Yeah, well, hang on. Jazz's got plenty.
No, I don't. We're not going to.
Can you promise some celebrations? Yeah, what's in store? Yeah, Shoey?
What can Ricky Bobby give us some?
Take your clothes off or something?
If I win, I'll take you both to the crazy.
Oh.
On, what's that street?
The crazy.
Finally Street.
Pony Club.
The old Pony Club.
Davey Reynolds, all the best. Great chatting with you, and good luck tomorrow in practice one and over the weekend. And Sunday, it's shake and bake.
Thanks, boys. Love you.
See you, Dave.
Davey Reynolds. What a ripping bloke.
Ripping fella, isn't he?
Yeah, looking forward to a good year from Dave.
He's knocking on the door.
Is he?
He's knocking on the door.
There he is.
And
that's the rush hour.
What's the Melbourne Footy Club tanking last year? Cam Mooney is going to be answering that question with the rush hour. Bernie and Jars after 6 o'clock on 104.7 Triple M.
Well done, Shawnee. Port Adelaide Football Club have printed the wrong year on their batch of 150 anniversary beanies. Burn.
They've never been known to be that clever down there, have they?
Port Adelaide. What are you doing?
What'd they print? What year?
On their new beanies for the 150th year this year.
Yeah.
1820 splashed right across the front of the beanie.
I thought they might have got their 150th year number wrong. 140.
1820.
So what's it meant to be?
1870.
Oh,
was when they were born.
No. How many beanies did they get printed?
Oh, well, I don't know, but I reckon the members that got theirs in the post take it back. Honestly.
Oh, no, keep it. You make it.
Well, my mate texted me this morning and said Port probably can use it to the beanies as a tarp.
Oh,
if you got them all back.
That's a bit hard.
A bit hard, Mug. Shouldn't have said that text.
They'll be...
Poor old Port Adelaide.
They'll probably go better than Adelaide this year.
What?
Adelaide might need some tarps.
Port Adelaide? Adelaide?
Yeah.
Oh, Adelaide. Did you hear that from Bernie Vince? You're saying the Adelaide Crows will need tarps.
No, not tarps. I'm saying Port Adelaide will finish higher than Adelaide.
Well, anyway, so we've got to move on. I'll say that for another day.
Okay.
But someone will get a kick up the backside for stuffing that up. 1820.
I wonder how many they did and how much that cost.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah,
what are they going to do with them? They can't give them out.
Can't give them. Well, you got to get them back. You can't. No.
Oh, they've bought burn them.
No, they won't do that. Oh, yes, let's get a big crowd down in the next 4 days for the Superloop 500. Fantastic event. We caught up with Davey Reynolds in the first half hour of the show. He's up and about, the number 9 Commodore, and he's a superstar. So looking forward to practice one tomorrow, Burn, about 4:40 p.m., and then she's on for the next 4 days.
I love hearing it.
And our magnificent city, we up and about. I welcome you back for the 6 o'clock family.
Yes.
Now, Burn, we're off the KI tomorrow. Now, Roo and Ditz gave us a phone call just before they got onto the ferry. Now, our boy Ditz, the captain, he's the captain of the team.
He's a skipper.
Had been at a Carbine luncheon today.
Sounded like that, too.
And Roo had to pick him up.
Yeah.
Right, with a little AJ.
Yes.
A little Alice. And then Ditz put the call in.
So that'll be
funny.
That'll be like me tomorrow.
Well, what do you mean? Well, no, we got responsibilities to do the show. We've got to be absolutely on our toes.
Sorry, man, tomorrow night.
I don't care what you do after 7. Once the show's done, I'm in bed. I'm done. I'm outski.
You are.
No, you're
yes,
not.
I am.
No,
yes, I am. I'm on a diet. Now, on the ferry,
yes.
$15 to get on, Sean.
How cheap's that?
Yeah, let me go through the deal here. It's a fantastic deal from clink.com.au. They want you to go to Kangaroo Island and obviously book them out. $15 ferry fares from C-Link. Go to that website, and of course, conditions apply. And yeah, Bernie and Jars there tomorrow afternoon.
Can't wait to catch up with the community at Kangaroo Island. Yes,
22 degrees, nice. Partly cloudy.
Lovely.
Perfect weather for the cup.
Freddie downstairs at Kinetto, who's yes. basically like our fourth wheel,
mm-hmm.
said that why don't they keep the $15 ferry fares for the rest of the year?
Well, they should.
But they, but is that, that's a fair question, isn't it, Shawnee?
Why are you looking at me? You never ask me that.
Byrne?
Look at me.
Byrne, why don't they?
Look at me.
How good's that? What a great price, right?
15 fantastic bucks from C-Link. Too cheap.
No, but that's, well, why not? If we want to rebuild that beautiful island.
Oh, I'm not saying change. I'm saying keep that.
$15. Freddie made a good point.
Well, hashtag book them out. That's going to get more people there, isn't it, Jazz?
Keep it for the rest of the year.
For the sake of the exercise and this promotion, though, it's happening right now. So go to
it is. Right, that's what I'm saying. But keep it for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, if I want people there, they will.
All right. But looking forward to
hey,
it.
Hey, can I just point out, we've got Cam Mooney coming up soon.
Yes,
but
we have.
Every, and this is a good reason to keep here on listening to Bernie and Jazz. Every single caller that we get on air, and we're about to take a whole bunch, every single caller we get on air is going to win Superloop Adelaide 500 tickets for Friday, which includes the concert, Grinspoon, the Super Jesus, and Sneaky Sound System. Yeah, so get ready to call us on 133353.
Is Green Day coming?
No, we're giving away tickets to Green Day in Melbourne. That's a completely separate issue.
they're not on KI Jazz, no.
The name game is back tomorrow with Roo and Ditz for breakfast. Even though they're in Kangaroo Island, they're going to still do the show.
Oh, what?
Tomorrow, the name game, all right? This is where you come in, Jazz.
Sorry. sorry, buddy.
He had the cans off, was walking out.
Plays for the Crows.
Plays for the Crows.
Yes. Oh, that's a tough one.
That could be anyone.
Give us a position.
It's not our mate. He's off me too, isn't he, Tex?
Yeah, he's off you until you get him over for a roast.
Plays for the Crows.
Okay, so if you get the same name, you get the same name as someone who plays for the Crows, you know someone, get ready to win tomorrow morning. I think we've got $700 or $800 tomorrow morning.
Rory?
Could
Darcy.
Be Rory.
There's a few Rorys.
Darcy
Fogarty.
What about the coach? Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he doesn't play for the Crows, though. No Matthews anymore,
Daniel?
I don't think. Yeah. Name game tomorrow morning, thanks to Automasters. Check out triplem.com.au for an exclusive Automasters deal.
All right, Jars, time to speak to one of our favourites from over in Melbourne, former North Melbourne and Geelong Premiership star, Cam Mooney. What are you saying? Oh,
he's iconic.
Iconic, he is. Welcome to
played
the show,
Mooney. Played in the grand final and didn't touch the Haggard. G'day, right. Moons.
That's very iconic because you know what, Jars? I think I'm the only one who's ever done it.
And probably no one will ever do it again. So, why did we bring that up?
That was back in the day where you were on the bench. And when you're on the bench, you're on the bench. And 10-minute game time, I didn't get too much of a chance to get my hands on the agate.
Poor love. That'll never happen again. But I don't know how that even come up. That's not why we've got Yoni and Moons to pop you. So, we're just interested in your comments recently about the similarities you see between the Melbourne Football Club's list now and the Geelong 06 team that came off a pretty poor season, was able to turn it around in less than 12 months, really, and win the 07 flag.
Well, it's amazing, to be honest, boys, because I've got a lot of people, a couple of people that I really trust in football grew up Melbourne. Obviously, Brendan McCartney was there last few years, and he's someone I trust, and Maxie Rook's down there, along with Shannon Burns and Matty Egan. So these boys are just who went through that 06-07 period at Geelong, and they just said the similarities are just incredible. How they came off a really good year, and everyone expected them to really take that next step. You look at this list; it's a really strong young list, and we're all waiting for it to pop. And we thought last year was going to be the time, and it all popped. And then it just was a disaster. They imploded, just like we did in 06. We had a really poor preseason. They had a really poor preseason, and from there, everything just went downhill and spiraled out of control, as it did with us. Mm. And it's amazing, halfway through last year, talking to a few people, that they started to really concentrate on the 2020 season. Their training workloads, their training ethic. They would go into games probably a little bit cooked because they were training really hard during the week because they were getting themselves set for the 2020 season. And you bring in Burgess, who I think we all know is a bit of a fitness guru. Alan Richardson, who is, it's probably his perfect role along with Macca.
Yeah.
Real, just the coach that overlooks everything. It's really their great role, I think. And That bad season has given them and the club the kick up the backside. Probably needed, just like we needed it at Geelong. We probably thought we were a bit better than we actually were, because everyone was telling us that we were going to have this great year in 2006, and we probably believed it. And we got our pants pulled down, and that's what happened with Melbourne last year. And I just wondering, maybe this is the year, another Cinderella story, boys.
Oh, look, there was some merit what you said there, Moons, and I respect everything you say because you've been there, done that. But I've got some reservations about this football club. They're not household names like you guys were back in 2006.
But you know what, Charles? We weren't household names then.
Oh, Moons.
Gary Ablett Jr. wasn't a household name. Jimmy Bartel, James Kelly, Selwood, Steve Johnson.
Yeah.
They weren't stars. They were up and comers, just like these boys. They became stars in 2007.
But Moons, they're not. They don't have the talent that you guys did back in 2006.
Oh, they've got some good players.
Well, tell me who they are.
Well, Brayshaw, Petrarca, Fritch is an absolute freak on a half forward flank. I love halves. I love Wiedemann, what he could do.
Yeah, Wiedemann's going to be okay.
All of those kind of guys. And I think the other one is Lever and May. You know, these might as well be two new players that they've got to the club after what happened last year with May. We know that story. Lever coming back from a knee, he's always going to take a little bit of time. So you throw those two boys in. You know, it's a strong back line. I think it's a strong midfield. The forward line is going to be the question mark. Can Tommy McDonald actually stand up, dare I say it, Bernie, be the Cam Mooney of 07?
Oh, there he goes. He somehow finds a way to get
long
it back to
for
himself.
Our boy to just pipe up.
It's been too long since well he mentioned done, himself. Moons.
Well done.
So, you know, if he could do that along with Wiedemann growing, you know, he might be a young Nathan Ablett, just kick you 30 or 40 goals. And you just never know. And okay, we know they've got a great centre line with obviously one of the best, arguably the best ruckman in the competition. So I just wonder if this is the year after last year, could it be the Cinderella story of Melbourne? And I kind of would like it to be, because they have been kicked in the guts for a long, long time and deservedly so after what they've done for a long period. But I think over the last handful of years, they've got their act together. You know, the great man there sitting next to you, Jars, probably really straightened them up for a couple of years and got them back on track.
He did.
Very kind.
And I think it's their time.
You mentioned the kick up the backside you got in 06. Was that a matter of getting guys to train harder or smarter, or was that just basically sitting around in a circle and a bit of an honesty session?
Big, big honesty sessions. I mean, we had – I know leading teams isn't for everybody, but we were – it was the right thing for us at that time.
Yeah.
It was perfect for us. And I have no doubt whatsoever that if it wasn't for leading teams and Jared Murphy, who was running it at the time, we wouldn't have been the success that we were. It gave us a platform to basically look each other in the eye and just start nailing each other about how poor we thought we all were. And everybody was poor at something. And that allowed us to do it. We all pulled our socks up and we all trained harder than we'd ever trained. And we became stronger than we'd ever been. And yes, we had the talent on the list, Jars, absolutely, but that talent hadn't come through yet until everything worked in 2007. Okay.
Moons, before I let you go, the bouncer's back on Fox. You've got the boy on the couch, permanent, and obviously the boys are all cherry ripe because obviously very sad year losing the great man, Danny Frawley, but she's back, the bounce, and look forward to it, mate.
Yeah, look, we're really excited. Obviously, it's going to be obviously different without Danny there, which, you know, we're going to miss. You know, we always miss him every day. But, you know, the great Gazy's going to jump in and do more. And Bernie's going to be there and Shani. And obviously Chief's going to run the show.
Chief.
We are really looking forward to it. We had a good meeting yesterday. We're all up and about at the moment. So we can't wait. Hopefully we can honour Danny with some really good year of great shows.
We're up, Jazz.
Thanks for your time, mate. And appreciate everything you've said. And good luck and can't wait to see you on the bounce, mate.
Good on you, boys. Have a great show.
Thanks,
there he is, Cam Mooney there, former AFL champion. What a great man, too.
Great man. Interesting similarities, though. I like what he said.
I respect everything he says.
Hasn't been uncovered yet, Jazz. Easy in hindsight to say that. You might be saying that about Melbourne in 10 years. Who knows?
Yeah, and we love what the Superloop Adelaide 500 is doing over the next 4 days. But also, they're really looking after the rush hour this week as well. And the weather, you were talking about the weather before.
Gorgeous.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Isn't it?
33, 34 all
gorgeous
weekend. So
gorgeous.
As you said, Jazz, the clouds will burn off by the time the race starts.
And they have. They have. Burn so off. Tomorrow starts. So we've got 4 days of racing as of tomorrow. We've got 3 nights of sensational concerts.
Yep.
We've got, it's in an incredible atmosphere. It is, everyone from Australia comes down for the round one. Experience the new trackside facilities. Now, this is what I spoke about for the last 3 or 4 days. Fully catered in bistro-style seating. Oof. Now, I'm not messing around with this. This is not bloody made-up stuff with sensational race views and access to the after-race club. Oof. Get around that.
I'm getting around it.
Get around that. I reckon bloody Green Day will be playing that night.
They're playing everywhere now.
Shawnee, the tickets, they're still available and they're fantastic priced.
$45. Get your group together. This is the weather is going to be absolutely perfect over the next couple of days. I think it's only 24, 25 Thursday and Friday.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but he's talking Saturday, Sunday.
No, the main
active
station.
Listening.
Yeah, but no.
Australian German Radio School.
Radio school. Vince German.
Australian German Radio School. What are you talking about? $45 for tickets. Get your group together and you can book at Superloop, ADL500.com.au. Australian Radio School Drama.
Oh, he got it in there.
Bang.
What's even a proper credit? It's worth nothing to me. It's worth nothing.
Sorry, man.
All right. Bernie's got something up his sleeve in a few moments. He's not saying anything, but I think, Jars, you might be in the firing line. Oh. Rush hour, Bernie and Jars, 104.7, Triple M. It's the rush hour. Bernie and Jars.
All right, Tiger, what do you got for us? And the family, what do you got?
I want to talk dating apps. Okay?
Dating apps? What?
I want to talk where people met their partners. Because we live in a life at the moment where...
On technology.
Well,
really?
So tell us just a quick 20-second wrap of where you met Maz.
The love of my life?
Yes.
The right way.
Yes.
I balled her at my place.
You already
had her at your place.
The disco. No.
Bernie doesn't know. The nightclub
was called My Place. And I was on the dance floor with Maz, and some buffoon was knocking her around. This is our third week I met her. And I just gave him three quick jabs.
Stop dancing like that. That's not good.
It would have been three in the morning.
All right, 20 seconds up. I said only
so
20
there you
seconds.
Go.
You're making me feel
at
a
nightclub
Ill.
Called My Place, which was massive back in the day.
And that is correct. That's the right way.
So no Tinder and no apps and no bloody this and that.
Stuff. Well,
the real way.
I'm at Abs out at the races.
So where are we
at
going
Morpheville.
With it?
So
where'd you meet Abs?
At Morpheville races.
Good boy.
Yeah. So we just ran into each other there. She found out she
fell in love straight away.
Fell in love and the rest is history. But you know what people are using today, Jazz?
What, Ben?
Tinder? You heard it? Just let me know if you've heard any of these. Tinder?
Yes, I have.
Bumble?
No.
Zoosk?
No.
Plenty of Fish?
No. Never heard of that.
Tinder Premium?
Oh, please.
There's a site for sugar daddies?
The sugar daddies?
Sugar babies?
Serious?
There's everything, mate.
Oh, boy.
So, I can't believe that these people think...
Yeah.
By using these apps, they're going to find someone, a long-term relationship. Surely they're just there for one-night stands and casual sort of flings.
Right.
Because our boy, Shawnee, Craig Murphy, has
prolific.
That's where I found out all these. He's got them all running at once.
So Sean's got what? The great man, the icon of
Rome. He's on the Tinder Premium,
done.
So he finds out something
tick.
Extra about him.
Yep, tick.
He's on the Zeus because he's just got a notification before that
he's on Zeus.
Interested. He's on Zeus. I haven't heard of that one.
Wow.
He's on the Plenty of Fish, I think.
No, he's not
on that
what
one.
What else is he on?
Well, you run us through.
What else?
Yeah. What are the better ones?
What are you doing on Tinder? Right. You're a good-looking man. You're an icon of Australian radio. You don't need bloody apps.
But, I mean, this day and age, because I separated from my my ex-wife now a couple of years ago, and it was a whole new world for me. So, you know, that's how everyone's dating.
Do you know anyone that's in a long-term relationship from meeting on these sites?
I reckon you find that most people who've been recently separated in relationships, most people would have met through a dating app. I reckon,
Are you serious?
No, I can't believe this.
I want to know. So, Jazz, I want to know. 133353.
Here he goes.
If you or anyone you know is in a relationship at the moment where they've met on any of those apps
online.
That I've met or online, I just feel like they don't last. I feel like they're a fling, casual, one-night stand
cheap.
Type atmosphere.
It's a cheap night.
It's a... Well, depends.
Well, just quickly before we... The phones are gone berserk and the Twitter family's piped up. Shawnee, Tinder, do you swing left or right?
No, you don't swing.
Oh, he does. He swings both ways. Don't worry.
You know, in radio terms, that's a grayed out, but it's incorrect. It's not factually correct.
Press the button.
Hey, swipe right. You swipe right or right.
This bloke swung left and right, didn't he?
133353.
Is this Prince?
If you met your partner on one of those dating apps and you're still together, or you know someone who did meet on a dating app and they're still together, or maybe they had babies.
Oh, nice.
You know, but there's something more
than success.
Yeah, success.
From
success. 133353. Yeah, good on you. Bernie and Jazz, Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz, Bernie Vince, Andrew Drummond, 5:30 to 7 on the M's.
All good right, stuff. Jazz, we are talking dating apps and whether we've got any successful relationships or long-term relationships, whether it works, because I can't believe it works. We're going to take some calls, but a couple
Twitter
of
family.
Tweets. Twitter family.
Go for
Johnny,
it.
Man. Johnny Tran, I use neither. They always end in heartbreak and despair. Tend to agree with him.
Stay strong, Jonty.
Stay strong, mate. Another one. I found my wife on Tinder 6 years ago. That's from Cool B. There's a successful one. And I quite like this one. Does stalking in the yogurt aisle at Coles count as a dating app?
That snoot underpant.
I wasn't going to name snoot. You can stay in the aisle.
Good boy.
We're going to take some calls now, Jazz.
Absolutely, Bern. Alona from Malala. G'day. Good morning.
Hi,
good afternoon.
Afternoon. How's it going?
Good. Talk to us.
So my brother met his partner on Tinder back in 2014. So we've been together 6 years now. And they've got a 2-year-old daughter, bought a house, all happy, worked really well.
Wow. So they swiped the right way, both of them.
Yeah, pretty much. It was one of those, well, I guess, it's, you know, just nowadays, met on Tinder, moved in together within 6 months. They've been together the whole way and, got my beautiful little niece now.
Brilliant. How good's that, Jazz?
Ilona, Superloop Adelaide, 500 tickets for you for Friday. Right. Well done.
That sounds great. Excellent.
And thanks for your call, lovey. Have a good one. Let's go to Jace of Salisbury. Jacey.
How you going, mate?
You're on the air, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Well, I met two ladies 7 years ago on a site. And I live with one now in a house and I'm still friends with the other one.
Brilliant. Oh, how good's that?
Brilliant.
7 years ago. Didn't think they'd be going that long, the apps.
Well done.
No, mate. I was an old boy. I'm 49 this year. So, that's the way to go, mate. There's no one at the pubs unless they're at the pokies. Yeah. And they want to play the machine and not talk to you, mate.
Well, that's a fair call. Jace. Well done, Jace.
Very good strategy.
Call, mate.
Superloop tickets for you as well, Jason. Well done, Superloop.
All yours, my friend. Take care, Jace. Let's go to my old stomping ground, Gillis Plains. G'day, Deb.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Deb. Talk to us.
Yep, I met my partner on Oasis.
Yep.
We've been together for 8 years.
8 years?
Beautiful.
She's Trump, Jace.
Just a minute. I met him on the Saturday. About 4 p.m. We went and had dinner. And then he rang me Sunday. He came to my house and he hasn't left since.
Oh,
he just moved straight in.
What a mover.
8 years, yeah.
Well done, Deb.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Superloop Adelaide, 500 tickets for you as well.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Deb. Thanks for ringing. And g'day. Give my love to all my flock out there at Gillis Plains.
Oh, God.
Let's go to James of Largs Bay. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Talk to us, Jimmy.
My nephew in Melbourne met his partner 10 years ago. They're now married and have two beautiful young kids together.
10 years ago, do you know what site or what app?
Oh, it was one of these Tinder dating apps. I'm not 100% sure, Tinder. But I do know they met online. And like, he was only 24 at the time.
Wow.
What a beautiful story. Thanks, James.
Years. And Superloop tickets for you as well, James.
He's
well
off. Done. Let's keep moving. Linda of Morphett Vale. G'day, Linda.
Hi.
How are you? What's your story?
Okay, so I have a pretty good friend who, this story's a little bit personal, but I have to go there to give you the basis. So she was with a guy for about 14 years and they had a lot of trouble conceiving. They split up eventually and 2 months later after meeting someone on Tinder, she conceived and they're happily ever after now, married with two kids.
Wow, how's that, Jazz?
Beautiful.
After a 14-year relationship, bang, 2 months.
So hang on.
Yeah, so she's very happy.
Yep. So she wasn't with that person that she was with originally. She hooked up with someone on Tinder and then they conceived.
Not during the relationship. The relationship ended.
Don't get excited, Riff. It ended.
I needed to know that, and you know, because I've got Superloop Adelaide 500 tickets sitting here waiting. I'm thinking, yes, no, you got them. Well done, Linda.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well done. Great. So So after all that,
well,
the apps are proving me wrong. Mate, they work.
They work.
Shawnee, they work.
Shawnee. Well,
there's some beautiful stories there.
Case right
the
here.
Family have opened up some beautiful stories through the app.
So we're talking 6, 8, 10 years even one was.
Yeah.
Since he had. What was, I didn't even know they've been out that long.
Oasis.
Yeah.
Oasis Active.
Yeah, I reckon that was Oasis. I don't know, but yeah. And I reckon some of the older ones would have been RSVP.com and that sort of stuff.
Wow.
And I'm sounding like I know way too much
about it. Yeah, you know all about it, don't you?
Bernie and Charles, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Port Adelaide have got a trial game in the Adelaide Crows.
Yes.
Right. Now, Bern, look, you and I have been through the systems with our respective clubs. Now, trial games are all about a bit of conditioning. What can we learn?
Yeah.
What did we like? Who can potentially play in that position for round one? So
yep.
It's all built around about round one.
Certainly is.
Port Adelaide's trial game against Brisbane Lions, and even the Adelaide Crows against your old football club, the Melbourne Footy Club. For me, Port Adelaide more so has to treat this one as a home and away game.
Yep.
Because if Brisbane Lions knock them off in their trial game this week, week one of the trial games, the Community Cup, whatever they call it.
March Community Series.
I don't care. They're just trial games. I think there's pressure if they get done.
Well, there is. Well, Hinkley's come out and said he wants to win the Premiership. So, and there's only two trial games. Two trial games now, Jars. Used to be four, even nearly five, I think, some years. So you're going to have to pick your best 22 going in. I'm telling you, if I'm a senior player, or I'm a player in general at the Port Adelaide Footy Club or Adelaide Footy Club, I want to be in both trial games. And win. And win.
Have to
and
win.
And play well, because you don't want to be flirting with form or resting. You know, you used to be able to rest, senior player for the first one or even two and then get him right for the next couple.
Yep.
There's no time anymore. Nah. So two trial games, mate. You want to be in. You want to get yourself in form for yourself, let alone the team. So there'll be no resting. And I think you're right. There's big Adelaide and Port Adelaide need to treat this almost like round one and two.
Come out of the blocks.
Come out and go bang. Make a bit of a statement. Get some form going. You can't just flick a switch and create form, Jars, as you know. So they need to play well.
Because the fans want to see something. Mm. They want to be encouraged.
They do.
In terms of a trial. And I can't believe we're talking about it, because in the yesteryear, it was trial game, get a bit of touch, blow the cobwebs out, don't get injured, and we'll see you round one. Graham Corns in our early 90s at the Adelaide Crows, there was a game we played, a trial game against the Essendon Football Club. All right, Kevin Sheedy organised it.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we'd get 5,000 people there at Football Park. But Graham Corns had us that worked up, because he knew what was on the end of it. We ran out there, there was 45,000 people in a trial game at football. And I've never forgotten the atmosphere. And we played like it was for 4 points.
Mm.
But what it did is that if we did lose that game, we probably would have got half a stadium the following week, or when we played Hawthorn on round one. But we got a full stadium because they saw, wow. If this is what we're going to see for this year, I want to be part of it. And I think because Kenny and the club are under pressure to play in the top eight, they need to really whack Brisbane.
Wouldn't you like to see that, what Graham Corns created back then? I'd love to see that from both teams going into trial.
So you
both
think the Adelaide
games.
Crows as well under Nixie?
I certainly do.
Send
new
a message.
Coach, and wouldn't Nixie love to – you don't go out and, you know, try
so
and go,
so what's your football club
going
to do then in the trial?
Well, they'll be doing the same thing. They've got a lot. They've got almost more to prove than Adelaide and Melbourne put together. So I think being two trial games, every club will be treating that like this is round one, boys, and you're playing for your spot.
Jeez. Can't believe we're talking about it.
I know.
You know, in Feb.
It's fantastic.
Look at him.
First game tomorrow night, Jazz.
Yeah.
First trial game.
Yes, it is
tomorrow
too.
Night.
Yep, it's the St Kilda Football Club take on Hawthorn at Moorabbin.
They'll get
25,000 there tomorrow night.
We'll be packed at Moorabbin.
Do you reckon you guys are going to be watching that game when you're in Kangaroo Island, the Ozone Hotel, tomorrow night after the show?
Yes, we are.
You are? Yeah.
Probably we're professionals.
Not.
I'll be in bed.
Oh, you'll be in bed?
Oh, well, that's not watching it. You'll be asleep.
See you tomorrow.
Can't have your cake and eat it too. Yeah, tomorrow, don't forget the show. Tomorrow, the Rush Hour is coming to you live from the Ozone Hotel. If you're listening to us in KI at the moment, get along there, because the boys are going to be pouring
and
some
ruined ditch tomorrow
morning. What
time
are you picking me up, Jazz? I'll wait out the front. 5:30, 6 a.m.
5:30?
Well, I'll do some strides up and down the street waiting for you. I'll be that excited. Come on.
Don't miss the Rush Hour tomorrow live from Kangaroo Islands.